This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, if our last story on how to say no didn't help you, you can take a cue there from Rahma from BFM on how to say no. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Raj, in the studio with me as usual.
Frida Liu.
And we are asking you if the pandemic has affected your views on positivity. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. We have a whole bunch of messages to read and tweets to read as well. Well, but first, we're going to get to our final story about fried chicken. So, apparently, over in the UK, KFC has decided to drop their finger-licking good tagline because of the pandemic,
right.
You know, so everyone knows that KFC is finger licking good. You know, it's an iconic slogan that has defined the brand for decades, right? But, you know, as long as we're trying to keep our hands away from our face, I guess KFC thinks it's best to leave the finger licking out of the brand's messaging as well. So, you know, at least in the UK and Ireland where this is happening, I think they're planning to expand it as well. So KFC acknowledged that it will need to move on, at least temporarily, from the tagline it has used on and off for more than 60 years.
Serious?
Yes, yes. Now, instead, they've launched a very clever marketing campaign to notify customers about the change. It launched new images of posters and packaging with the words finger licking blurred out or like pixelated, right? Like censored. So all you see now is it's good. So all you see now, it's good, which is still good, I guess. About 5 months ago, KFC received complaints about their montage showing people not only licking their own fingers, but apparently fingers of their companions as well, which is kind of new, which went against the official advice to curb the spread of COVID-19. Now, according to The Drum, more than 150 people complained to the Advertising Standards Authority back in March. So KFC said the slogan would return when the time is right, but that it would shift its messaging in the meantime. And their global chief marketing officer said that they find themselves in a unique situation, you know, having an iconic slogan that doesn't quite fit in the current environment. So they are pausing the use of It's Finger Licking Good, but they said, rest assured, the food craved by so many people around the world isn't changing one bit.
Right.
So, I mean, I was just thinking like, wow, 60 years using the same slogan. But apparently, KFC first has dropped the tagline, I think, back in 1998. And then 10 years later, they brought it back. So there was a 10-year hiatus on the Finger Licking Good slogan. And I guess it'll be a short hiatus for now as well.
Once we found the vaccine, then we'd probably be the fingers will be back.
Yes, right? the licking fingers will be back. But I know I don't know about. I mean, licking your own fingers is fine, but licking someone else's fingers,
You know, so I mean, it's clever. I guess it's clever in a way, like it's good, like whether you get it or not. I think there's a particular alcoholic brand, right? That just goes with probably.
Yes.
Right? And it started with probably the best something. Then after that, now you just get it just by looking at probably. And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Right?
And if you hear that particular beverage brand, the actual radio ad for it that's played overseas, it is amazing. Because they just talk about how this is probably the best this, probably the best this. And the way it comes down finally to that beverage being probably the best, that is awesome. That's an awesome radio commercial. All right. So coming back to our main story, you know, has the pandemic affected your views on positivity? Frida, tell us what the final results of the poll.
The final results. We have optimistic 22.3%, no change 31%, other 4%. I don't know what you're feeling. Confused maybe. Pessimistic 42.6%.
We've seen a bit of change on the Instagram poll. We have 57% who say they are more pessimistic as opposed to 43% with more optimistic. It was heavily in favor of more pessimistic earlier, right?
Okay.
Let's look at some of the comments on Twitter.
Okay, so we've got from Christine, familiar face. I've noticed that my views on positivity really fluctuate. The primary thing is I've really started to look at not using empty platitudes for comfort and to find practical advice instead.
Yeah. We've got MN Ibrahim who says, I'm positive that Malaysians lack the behavioural discipline required to fight the pandemic once the MCO is removed.
I'm positive.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is Noah Hazira. She said, I just go with the flow. At the same time, her self-reflection along the way, overthinking can be a source of stress. True also.
True. Casey says, it affected my positivity on my next holiday, if it still happens at all. All right. Good luck on that, Casey.
Pat Chris, been a roller coaster ride for all of us, Pat.
Yes, that it has indeed. And we have one final one from Pogger, who I think is
positive.
Very positive. Pogger says, S&P 500 at record levels. All right. Thank you, everybody, for your messages. Of course, that was our top story of the day. We discussed toxic optimism or toxic positivity. And of course, then we moved to that story
about knowing how to say no.
Yes, in the workplace and how it's not going to be detrimental to your job if you do it right.
Yeah.
And finally, how KFC is dropping its finger-licking good tagline for just a bit. Don't go anywhere. After the 1 p.m. news bulletin, we have the Breakfast Grill replay. And this morning, Noel Lim spoke to Gunjan Soni, the CEO of Zalora Group. That's happening right after the 1 p.m. news bulletin. We'll be back again same time tomorrow for more Enterprise Biz Bites. On behalf of Frida Liu and myself, Audrey Raj, thank you for listening. See you again tomorrow. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.